Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, listeners, and welcome to the Empowerment Place. This is your co-host, Apostle Benny Burrell, here with my wife, Valerie Burrell, Apostle Valerie Burrell. And we are going to talk about a safe place, coming from Psalms 91, 1 through 2. A safe place. That's a sort of an interesting topic. Sort of an interesting topic, but we're coming from Psalms 91, 1 through 2, and the topic is the safe place. So, Father, we come thanking for another opportunity to reach your people via this broadcast. Father, we thank you for helping us just shed some light on some things that people may be going through, especially as we've got or entering into the Thanksgiving and Christmas season, where people have a lot on their minds, going through a lot of things. And Father, we just thank you that we'll be able to share a word that would enlighten them, where they would be able to just make it through this season and have better understanding of what you would have them to do. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
So, as I was looking at this today, and I just thinking about maybe some places that I may have thought that was a safe place, be it in my heart, be it in my mind, or a physical place. Sometimes we run to places that perceive as safe places, but many times these places end up being places that hold us captive or imprisoned in some way. So I ask this question: have you ever run to a place you consider to be safe, but found it to be just the opposite? The one thing that we can learn from this is that when we are in prison, we are often imprisoned. We often imprison others. I'm so glad that there is a place that we can go that would provide it with comfort, understanding when we experience these trials and tribulations, even in our life. That safe place that is a promise to all who knows the Father, the Son, and the gift of the Holy Spirit, that there is a safe place. And so as I read, look at Psalms 91, I sort of looked at different versions, because we all may have different versions of the Bible that we read. But as I read in the New International Version, it says, "Whoever dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in whom I trust." And so there is, you know, just looking at that, and then, of course, the International Standard Version says God is, it explains that God is my refuge. The one who lives in the shelter of the Most High, who rests in the shadow of the Almighty, will say to the Lord, you are my refuge, my fortress, and my God in whom I trust. So as I said, I looked at a few different versions of that, and the key things that it emphasized was he who dwells in the shelter of the Most High. Led me to another scripture that is familiar to us, 1 Corinthians 6:19-20. Do you not know that your bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have received from God? You are not your own. You were bought at a price. Therefore, honor God with your bodies. So when we're talking about our bodies, it encompasses a lot of things. Our sight, our mind, our heart has built. And of course, in Genesis, I keep saying this, when he says in Genesis, what he had made was good, then he said it was good again. And then in Genesis 1:31, he said everything that he made was very good. So it is very important that we understand where we are and the things that will keep us as we move on in our life. When I looked at, it says shelter, protection from danger. And I thought about this and how God created us, and the head is at the top. And when it says shelter and the protection that the head gives the brain, which has the mind, and wow, I was like, refuge, protection from danger. Do we have that spiritual protection? We have the physical protection. And so I just wanted to share that with you. And
amen. Amen. Good evening, everyone. Thank you, husband, for starting us off. Again, we're looking at Psalm 91, 1 and 2. And he read it for you in a few different versions, amplified again. He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will remain secure and rest in the shadow of the Almighty, whose power no enemy can withstand. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust with great confidence and on whom I rely. I was sharing with my husband this afternoon about what we would talk about tonight. Having launched Hear Me Roar this weekend, I give God praise for what he did and by how he moves so easily in the midst of his people. But one thing that the Holy Spirit showed me is that even in situations such as Hear Me Roar and our home being a place of gathering this weekend, the Holy Spirit said that we as a people, we as a body of Christ, often are seeking refuge. We're often seeking a safe place because we have become overwhelmed at times, consumed at times, perplexed at times with the challenges of life, where we are trusting God, we are leaning, we are not leaning to our own understanding, but we are acknowledging him in our path, so that he can be glorified in all that we do. But in the process of going through life, the Holy Spirit says, the same way we need shelter in the time of storms physically, we also need shelter in the time of storm spiritually. And this word in Psalm 91, I wrote in the comments, you know, whenever we face trouble, if we have a car accident, if someone gets sick, if someone gets injured, if anything happens, if someone breaks in, we're told to dial 911. 911, that code that alerts emergency systems that something has taken place and we need help now. We dial 911. But our 911 is found in Psalm 91:1. When we understand that there is shelter in God, that there is refuge in God, that He will hide us, that He will keep us, that He will protect us, so that there is not at any given time when we're going through life, when we're feeling some kind of way, that we can't dial 911 and receive the support, the help that we need. And so then it posed the question, have you ever felt at times that you've gone into a place and you thought that that place was safe to find out contrary? Well, if we're honest, we have. Because sometimes when we get perplexed, sometimes when we're up against challenges, sometimes when we're not sure what to do, instead of consulting the Holy Spirit, we consult our friends. Or sometimes we consult our foes. Because when we're in that situation, we're not really discerning who we should and should not talk to and find ourselves talking to whoever has an ear to listen. That one may not be the one that has your best interest at heart, but we often run to individuals with the hope that they're going to give us the answers we need to get us out of our predicament. But the truth of the matter is the very ones that we run to for solace, the very ones that we run to for peace, are often facing their own stuff and are not equipped to help us recover from what we're dealing with. And so the Word of God is telling us, when you run to me, He says, when you come to me, I'm going to protect you. I'm going to give you safety. I'm going to give you refuge. And what was the definition for refuge, babe, that you had pulled up? Refuge, by definition, is shelter or protection from danger or distress, a place that provides shelter or protection, something to which one has recourse in difficulty. And so that word is saying, when you dwell in the secret place of the Most High, you can come to me. You can come to me for a place of shelter. You can come to me for a place of recovery. He said He'll be your shield. He's a fortress. That He is there to meet you at your place of need. And this weekend, during Hear Me Roar, we had people in the room that were at different stages, people who were in different places emotionally, mentally, spiritually. And God provided that the empowerment place became a place of refuge, not because of anything that Valerie did, not because of anything that Gloria did, not because of anything that Nina did, not because of anything that Bluefield College did by allowing us to host there, but because of the presence of the Lord, because God was there, because His Holy Spirit was there in us to facilitate an atmosphere that was conducive for change, facilitated an atmosphere where people could come who felt that they were lost and find shelter. How many times have we been in a place, if we're honest, we've been in places that we thought we would be okay. We thought that we would be okay. We thought that it would be all right to let our hair down, to just relax a little bit, to find out that often the individuals we're dealing with have a personal agenda, ultimately want something from you. They don't just want to freely give, as Christ did
they want to give with the intent of getting something back. And God said, that's not who I am. That's not what I do. And so we as a people have to get to a place where we're trusting God, trusting Him. I posted on Facebook today, yesterday, I can't remember. I was saying how often we overanalyze situations. We've become so consumed with our situation that we forget that if we just trust God and obey His word, things will work out. But we become so analytic. We try to figure everything out, and we think we have the answers, and God was like, I just need you to trust me and obey. We used to sing the song, trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. And my brothers and sisters, I have to ask you tonight, are you trusting Him? Are you obeying Him? Then guess what? You're going to find that safe place. Every time you find a situation that's a challenge to you, every time you feel like you have your back up against the wall, He will give you a way of escape. The Word of God tells us that when we find ourselves in those places, He offers us a way of escape. It's up to us to choose it. But when we take it, He says, if you come to me, if you come to me, I'll be your shelter. I'll be your refuge. I'll protect you. And what I find now are really dealing with their truth is that the biggest enemy is their inner me. Y'all heard me say that before. When we haven't forgiven ourselves, we haven't come clean with our truth. We keep ourselves. It's not anybody else. We keep ourselves from fulfilling what it is that God has for us. We keep ourselves in bondage. And honey, you were talking about that in the beginning, about how often we imprison ourselves. When God is like, I'm here to give you refuge. I'm here to be a fortress. I'm here to shelter you. And you talk yourself out of getting in His presence. You talk yourself out of worshiping Him. You talk yourself out of getting in the Word. You talk yourself out of thinking that, oh, woe is me. Oh, I've done this and I've done that. Oh, I said this and I said that. Oh, God doesn't hear me. Oh, God's not going to forgive me. Oh, God. Hush. Hush. Can I just tell you? Hush. Because the words that you're speaking out of your mouth aren't truth. We keep going back to who taught you that? Where did you get that from? Who placed those seeds in your mind to can't go to God and He's not going to protect you? If you've received Him, if you receive Jesus as Lord and Savior, you're saved. That's what the Word declares. If you believed in your heart and confessed with your mouth, the Word of God, that's not what man says. That's what the Word says. That's when you become an heir and a joint heir with Christ. That's when you have benefits. And, we slip, we fall. We get up. We recognize that we have strength and power in what God has given us. Not of our own self, but Him. Him who dwells on the inside of us. And get this. God, thank you. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Oh. Thank you, Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is given to us. It dwells on the inside of us. It was given to us as a gift to guide us and protect us. It dwells within us. Now, we are the temple. That's what you read earlier, honey, right? About our bodies being the temple of the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost dwells in us. Hear what I'm saying. The Holy Spirit dwells in us, and God is saying, when you need shelter, you come to me. Now, the Holy Spirit is in us. It dwells in us. And now God is saying the Holy Spirit dwells there, but sometimes when you're not paying attention to the Holy Spirit, you need to get closer to me. Come dwell with me. And let me recharge that which dwells on the inside of you. Because when we get in those places, when we're feeling perplexed, when we're feeling lost, when we're feeling like we don't know where to go because we've lost our way, the Holy Spirit is there. We've just not tapped in. So God says, come back to me. Come back and dwell with me. Come back and find safety in me. Come back and allow me to be your fortress and fortify you again so that you can recognize and strengthen that which dwells on the inside of you so that you'll be empowered to go forth and do what I've called you to do. Sometimes, y'all, we got to slow down and go back to that safe place. We've got to go back to that safe place. Sometimes it's to rekindle the fire. Sometimes it's to be recharged. Sometimes we've got to be realigned. Whatever the case may be, we've got to know that we have a safe place. A safe place in God that we can go in our time of need. I told one of my sisters today that, you know, I love our home here. But I feel like we need more space because it was wonderful to have my sisters here, my natural sisters and my spiritual sisters. It was great to have them here that we could dwell together in a safe zone where there was no judgment, where there was no criticism, but the presence of God was here, that we could be transparent and talk about life and hear from God because he dwelled here. This was a safe place. And the Holy Spirit said, thou, this was needed. For everyone that entered into what took place this weekend, it was needed because everyone needed a safe place encounter. Everyone needed to hear God for where they were and what they were experiencing. Everyone needed to know that they can come to him in whatever state that they're in, and he will protect them. Place was needed. It was needed for healing. The safe place was needed for deliverance. The safe place was needed for insight. The safe place was needed for impartation. The safe place was needed for direction. The place was needed for someone who had to understand that they have purpose. The safe place was needed so that someone would come crying out, what must I do to be saved? What must I do to be realigned with Christ? What must I do to be a part of this movement where God is empowering his people to do and be what he's called them to be? Place. The place where he dwells. The place where he empowers us was made manifest in our midst. And you all need to know that it's not just about the physical place. But when we are in a spiritual state, if we allow ourselves to tap into the Holy Spirit that dwells on the inside of us, on the Word, fast and pray. Worship God in the beauty of his holiness. You'll find that safe place in the middle of a crowd. You can find that safe place sitting in a church with 300-400 people. You can find that safe place sitting in your at your desk in your office. You can find that safe place, that place of refuge when your heart, your mind, and your spirit are open to what it is that God has to reveal. We pose the question again, how many times have we found ourselves going into a place that we thought would be conducive for change, that we thought would be a safe place for us, only to find out? Place of manipulation.
even a place of persecution. But I'm grateful to God today. I'm grateful to him to know that there's nothing too hard for God. There's nothing that I've ever done that's too big to be forgiven. And no matter how challenging things may be, I can always find safety in him.
Again, listeners, we do thank you. Folks, that there's been a word. If there's a drug user, a drug dealer, you can find us on Facebook. If you need to talk to us, you can find us on Facebook. Benny Burrell, mm-hmm. or anybody who is just ready to find that safe place, that place where they know that they'll have that refuge, that safe place that will not have someone condemning you for your sins, but doing what God has did and forgive you and allow you to make that change right now in the name of Jesus. That safe place. That safe place.
Father, we thank you. We honor and you praise you, O God, for this time. We thank you, O God, for the word. We thank you for reminding us that we have safety in you. God, that you cover us. You cover us, O God, when we need you most. So, God, we thank you that as this word has gone forth, we thank you for the seeds that have been planted, God. We thank you for the ones that will come behind us to nurture it. But ultimately, God, you getting the increase, your kingdom being effective for change, oh God, that this word might draw someone closer to you. Father, we give you praise for it this evening. We give you glory for it this evening, oh God. And we thank you, we thank you, we thank you. And we count it down in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Listen, thank you so much for joining us this evening. We pray that you will join us again on next Sunday at 8 o'clock p.m. Throughout the week, Monday through Friday at 5 a.m., we do have intercessory prayer. Please feel free to inbox your prayer request to us on Facebook, Valerie Burrell or Benny Burrell, or find our page, The Empowerment Place, LLC, on Facebook. Until we meet again, please know that we love you. God loves you most. Know that you are the key to your own empowerment. And once you've been empowered, please, my brothers and sisters, take the responsibility to empower someone else. We say God bless you tonight and good night.